السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وتباعيه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قد قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة إلى آخر آية. وقال وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable brothers, friends and elders, I want to start off with asking a bit of a strange question. What season are we in? Season, as in spring. So, you guys jumped too far, mashallah. Okay, so in the spring season, many, many people, wherever they are in the world, in many traditions, when it's the, after winter, after a long cold winter, when everything starts coming back to life, they always, or many nations would have their own kinds of celebrations when it's this new rebirth of sorts. When flowers start appearing, all the new baby lambs would be born, etc., etc. So whether you're in Pakistan, whether you're in China, whether you ever, they have different forms of celebrating spring, which in itself is just out of happiness of seeing new life. That's like the original of it. How it adapts and changes, that's different. But in itself, just being happy because things have become alive, it's not in itself wrong. And many people did that because, think of it, we now have electricity, we now have heaters, we have all these complements to our life, you know, these things that makes our life easier. 100 years ago, a heater was something that you never heard of. It was either your coal fire or nothing. Right. So, when you had to endure a long cold winter, and now you see the signs of life, like shukar alhamdulillah, we're done with that cold winter. Now it's at least some months of ease, some months of warmth, and then make hay while the sun shines. You know, now you have to start doing things while the sun is out until next winter comes, and then you're going to sort of hibernate for most part. So these changes in seasons is where people started becoming happy, celebrating these kind of things. So many traditions had these things. Now, the answer that one of you guys said was Easter. So this time of the year also happens to be Easter. Spring also, Easter also. So what's Easter about? See? Excellent. So the eggs and the chocolate rabbits, etc. And what's the connection with what Malana just answered with Isa alayhi salam? What's Easter eggs got to do with Isa alayhi salam? What's the connection? You see anything, any similarities, any bonds that's tying these two things together? Rebirth is what they cover it now as, but subhanAllah, it didn't originally start as that. So these rabbits and eggs, whatever. First of all, rabbits don't have eggs. If anybody thought that, subhanAllah. But and chocolate eggs even further, you know, subhanAllah. You know what you should do? Be like me. At the end of Easter, when Easter is past, then you go and get all the chocolate eggs, and then it's on reduced price. There's nothing wrong with them, they're good chocolates. So subhanAllah, Isa alayhi salam and Easter eggs in the connections. The Germanic people, the people around Germany, that area, they used to celebrate a celebration that they called Ostre or Estra, which is similar to Easter. And this was what they would celebrate at the time of spring. So it was to do with spring, not to do with Easter. The word Easter and Ostra came from celebrating the spring, because they would celebrate their spring god, or the goddess of spring, whose form was a rabbit or hare. So that's where the rabbits come from. That's where the hares or rabbits, whatever it is, come from. The German beliefs, or the German god or goddess of rebirth. So this renewal and fertility and whatever other things they tied to it was all with eggs, because eggs are like dead and they give life from the chicks coming out of that, the hares being very abundant in their population at this time of the year. So that's where they tied these two things, with a lot of birth and fertility. So this was their pagan tradition. This was, pagan means those people who worship many gods and goddesses. So this was a pagan tradition which had been continuing from a very long time. Now, the Romans historically were not Christian. Romans were pagans. They also had many gods and goddesses and etc., etc., godlings and whatever it was. And when the Christians tried to convert them many times, didn't really get far. So the Christians came up with this plan: if we adopt their traditions, their celebrations, etc., we might be able to convince them to move over. So they did that. So they take the Roman traditions, the Roman pagan festivals, like Easter and Christmas, whatever, what it was already existing in its form. They change the name, they slap on a name that sounds Christian, and say it's a Christian tradition. Maybe, mashallah, the intention might have been very good. They look, for now, we're going to make it like a sort of half-half kind of tradition, and later on, once these become proper Muslims, then we'll convert them properly, you know, we'll get rid of all of these bid'ats, all of these extras. But what had happened, unfortunately, was they brought in all of these things. Their plan worked to a certain extent, because they actually got the Christians to convert, the Romans to convert. And in the 4th century, the Christian emperor Constantine, where Constantinople was named after, he becomes Christian. And majority of the Romans become Christian, because he said one religion, one God, one empire, etc. So he got everybody to be under one banner. But now it's with a diluted form of Christianity, because we're still keeping pagan traditions. Romans are not giving up anything. They're just taking on a new religion extra, but they haven't given up any of their festivals that they were doing. So any of their Eids that they were doing, they kept it. Now just picture it this way. Imagine if I walked here to the front today and said, you know what, guys, we live in a Christian country. Why don't we have a plan so we get a lot of Christians to become Muslim? We also start celebrating Christmas and Easter and whatever other stuff that they do. Can imagine if I did that. And now we all say, right, okay, this year we're all going to do Easter, but we're going to call it Eid. So we're just shifting our Eid al-Adha to this one, and then other one we'll call it Eid al-Fitr or whatever. We're just renaming them, and we're going to go with this for a little while until they get used to us, they become Muslims like us, and over time we'll sort it out again. We'll wash them and bring them back. That's what actually happened. So this is just an idea which to us seems crazy. But subhanAllah, the Christians of that time were okay with that. And they were okay with diluting the religion to bring others in. Which worked, but now they can't undo it. Now anything that gets added in gets, mashallah, added in. So if it's Halloween, they sort of make it Christmas, Christian also. When it's Coca-Cola, this is the craziest one. Coca-Cola also got involved in all of this. Like, really? Coca-Cola says, okay, right, let's take this man, make him in Coke colors, because that's their brand image, red and white. Paint him in our colors, make him part of this whole celebration. What's that Saint Nicholas, whatever you want to call him, got to do with Isa alayhi salam's birth? How they connected the two together, how all of... Nobody cares how it's part of each other. Add on, the more the merrier, the more parties we can have, mashallah, just add, whatever it is. And add some more stuff, give them ideas, sell them some stuff, add it on. Now we have to sell Christmas trees. Can you imagine the expense? Just think of the expenses of all of these things. Every few months you have to have a birthday for one of your kids. Now you have to spend on balloons and whatever. Then you have to, not only balloons, it's now cakes and more and more things. Then comes Easter. Now we have to spend money on chocolate eggs and bunnies and decorations and whatever. Think of the poor person going through all of these things because they get judged by their neighbors. Because why are you not celebrating Halloween? Where's your lights? Where's your pumpkins? Whatever that they don't eat even. Subhanallah. So it's all just for money, and it's all just an illusion that they think they're celebrating, they think they are on some sort of religion, whereas the only person benefiting from all of this is the big corporations. Now, in all of this, where the Christians dilute it and they get the Romans to become Christian, if you go back, in the Gospel of Barnabas, in their kitabs, Barnabas is one of the Sahaba of Isa alayhi salam. In his kitab is written about Isa alayhi salam, and now coming to the other part of Easter. One is the rabbits and whatever. The other part of Easter is where they say that Isa alayhi salam died and he was reborn and he was put on the cross, etc., etc. Most of you probably learned it in school. That whole part of the story, which they still have part of, because most of it is not that, now it's mostly all the other stuff. But that part of the story of the rebirth of Isa alayhi salam and him getting ascended to the heavens, whatever, in their own kitabs is so mixed up, they don't know what's heads or tails of anything. But in the Gospel of Barnabas, it actually has something very clear. So that Judas, who was the sellout, he was paid 30 silver coins. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran many times, don't sell your deen for few coins. Sell your deen for a little bit of money. Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers also sold him for small money. Like small profit, you sell your whole deen. These people did, Judas did the same thing. He sold his deen for some coins, 30 coins, 30 silver coins. So he goes and he sells out to the Romans and tells them where Isa alayhi salam is hiding. And in the meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects Isa alayhi salam. And this, in the ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ. That we are going to, mutawaffi, tawaffa, is a word that means I will capture you in whole. I will take you completely. The word also is used for death sometimes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran uses it for sleep also. As a reference to sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is meaning that Allah will take you in a sleeping form. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will elevate you to myself. Barnabas speaks about the exact same thing. He says, we were with Isa alayhi salam in the house. And Jibreel alayhi salam, along with another three angels, comes in and lifts Isa alayhi salatu wasalam out of the southern window and takes him up to the heavens. So you know what modern Christians say about Barnabas? They say now that book was written not by Barnabas, it was written later on by somebody that is sympathetic to the Islamic cause. Because a lot of, actually not just this one thing, many things in Barnabas' kitab synchronizes with the Muslim belief or the Muslim narrative of the story. So they're like, no, this one doesn't fit in with our Easter bunnies. So when we're going to take this story, we're going to say Barnabas is off. His kitab was written by somebody else later on. It wasn't written by him. We're not taking his kitab anymore. So they excluded his kitab out of their books. Because it's too close to the Muslim version of the story. Now, so just a by the way fact is that Isa alayhi salam was lifted up. He was in the region of which area? Palestine. The gateway to the heavens is where? Masjid al-Aqsa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have went from Makkah up to the heavens. Allah took him from Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa, then up. The angels come every day, Fajr time and Asr time, up and down. The entryway is at Masjid al-Aqsa. The traveling up and down to the skies is from Masjid al-Aqsa. Idris alayhi salam was lifted up, Masjid al-Aqsa. When Isa alayhi salam will come back, he's going to come back in the Syria region, which is very close to Masjid al-Aqsa. So the doorway is from there. So this is where Isa alayhi salam was lifted up from. He was not killed. The Christians say he was killed. He was killed on the cross. But Barnabas says the same thing what the Muslims say. Say Judas came into the room with his crew, and he comes into the room, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes his face and changes his voice to look like Isa alayhi salam, so that they arrest him and they put him on the cross so that he can be punished for being a sellout. So he gets put on the cross, which we believe same as Barnabas had written. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was killed. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. They didn't kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They didn't put him on the cross. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They put the one that was made similar to him. They put the one that was made similar to him, was Judas. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ. Those who have اختلاف, those who differ in this, لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ. They are in a big doubt regarding this. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They don't have any knowledge, they are only following thoughts. They have no knowledge of what actually happened, they are only following their imagination. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. Definitely they didn't kill him. In conviction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. With full conviction they didn't kill him. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لِيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Isa alayhi salam as a witness against them and against what they used to say. So what I want to take as a lesson from all of this, number one, just that Masjid al-Aqsa has been closed from almost a month, 5 Fridays almost. And these people have their own agendas and own ideas of what they want to do with Masjid al-Aqsa. Firstly, remember Masjid al-Aqsa and remember that Qibla that was important from the time of Adam alayhi salam till now. It was always important, it was always the first Qibla. And even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 years of Makkah and 2 years of Medina, that means 15 years of the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they faced Masjid al-Aqsa. 8 years in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faced Makkah. So even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, majority of his life was facing Masjid al-Aqsa. So it's that important in our religion. So we should make dua for it sincerely. Because at the end of the day, it's our actions that determines the outcome of Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa had been taken away from the believers twice. And the third time also will be taken away from the believers. And it's all dependent on our behavior. When Rasulullah went for Mi'raj, he saw some things going up and other things going down. And he asked, what was this? They said, these are the a'mal of your ummah going up and the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on their actions coming down. Now if we take a rotten apple and throw it up, Don't expect a nice fresh watermelon to fall down. Watermelons don't grow on trees. So, what you send up is what you're going to get down. You throw an apple up, you're going to get the apple down. So, what we send to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our actions are rotten, then the decisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to be as well rotten. So if we want Masjid al-Aqsa back in our hands, we have to change ourselves. Don't blame anybody. It's no this country, that government, that president, it's yourself. Each one of us are to be blamed for this, for the outcome of Masjid al-Aqsa. Every one of us, get up at tahajjud time. If you cannot get up at tahajjud time, at isha time, do an extra 2 rakats of salah. Say, Allah, this is my tahajjud. I'm too lazy. Allah, straight. I'm too lazy to get up at tahajjud time. This is my tahajjud. Before you do your witr, 2 rakat salah. How long does it take? 2 minutes? Do that 2 rakat salah and make dua for yourself, first of all. And make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. And the Muslims, wherever they are in the world, all those who are being oppressed, wherever they are in the world. Now, one of the lessons that I want to give, inshallah, before we end, inshallah, is that, like how the Christians diluted their religion to impress others and to invite others, or for whatever their intentions were, we should not be diluting our religion. What do I mean by diluting our religion? Go on Instagram, Ramadan time, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I'm talking about. Christmas time, they're selling Christmas trees. Ramadan time, they're selling Muslim crescents. And then people buy it, these metal crescents, or some look like trees even, green ones. So how close, how much do we want to become like Christians that we buy these moon-shaped trees? Do you even get moon-shaped trees? And then they decorate them with lights, which is exactly the same as the Christians. And then they put presents under them. Like, what difference do you want to have left? The next thing is just to get a conical tree and then we're done. This is the only thing that's left. So we're diluting our religion just because, no, the children must have some fun. The children must enjoy a little bit. That enjoyment is going to be at the cost of your religion. I promise you that. That little bit of let the children have fun is going to be at the cost of your children's deen. Believe me. Just for the fun of it, we get our children some eggs. Just for the fun of it, we're going to have a rabbit hunt, whatever. Just for the fun of it, we buy them those chocolate rabbits. Don't buy all of that. I do, bite afterwards and melt them and make them another shape. Don't buy it at Easter time. Because you're fooling yourself and you're properly going to fool your children. You know why? Because throughout history, what is the argument of the Kuffar of Makkah? Hamara bab dada ne ye kiya. Our grandfathers did that. Our fathers always did that, so we're also going to do it. What's our argument? Our parents always did this, so we're going to do it. Why do we stick on to our traditions when it comes to weddings, when it comes to whatever? Because our parents always did this in weddings. Choose Islam and leave your traditions. Because your tradition says you have to give this kind of a gift at weddings, or that kind of a thing at Eid, or that kind of a thing at whatever festival that you're having. When babies are born, you have to do this. When that happens, and you have to do that. Many of which comes from Hindu traditions and whatever other beliefs that we have, or whatever country we're living in. For example, I'm just saying, for example, white dresses at wedding times. That's because of the outside influence. See what your deen teaches you and stick to that and do not dilute it in the least version. Because when we slowly, slowly dilute it, then our children will say, but my mommy did it when she does her wedding. Or my father always bought us Easter eggs when it was Easter time. My grandfather always used to get us a chocolate or a bunny. And slowly what will happen is your great-grandchildren won't know the difference. Wallahi al-Azim, we live in a non-Muslim country. Understand, it's nobody else's responsibility but yourself to protect your deen and your children's deen and your grandchildren's deen. And by you doing it just for fun, you will spoil your great-grandchildren's Islam. Protect yourself. Do not let even a little bit of dilution come inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Thank you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardin. Was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem, sayyidi al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. قد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين تبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فاحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون فقال وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا وقال صدق الله وصدق صدق الله مولانا عظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل أصحابه وأزواجه وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار واذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة. Straighten the saf, let us ensure that there are no gaps in between us. And let's see that our cell phones are switched off, our trousers are above our ankles.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال الإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غير الأمن ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين. سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين.